People have started texting in now. Their first ever Now That's What I Call Music album. So we might have to do the feature. Then you can't let the audience down.
Exactly. That's what they're demanding.
If they want it, we've got to do it for them. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne does a letters feature at exactly 7:30 every morning. And it's exactly 7:30.
I'm going to say two words to you, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit rude.
Splatter room.
Sorry?
Are you intrigued?
Is this one of your...
No.
...clubs?
No. Dear everyone, quick question.
Do you and old Mavis take part in one of these?
It's not... This is the splatter room.
Right.
Who've got
is
in touch.
Is Ofcom friendly?
It's very Ofcom friendly. Fine, James. Have you ever fancied channeling your inner Jackson Pollock?
Hey.
Because... You're in luck. Welcome to the Splatter Room, guys. Officially voted best place to live in the UK in Saffron Walden, so that's where they're based. Here's how the Splatter Room works. We set you up with a blank canvas, arm you with a load of paint, various tools, including squirt guns, slingshots.
Where's this cap dag?
And more. And let you throw, flick, splat, and swirl.
Let you what?
I'm not saying it again. Do what you want to do, basically, in the splatter room. If you can't paint, it's perfect. Splatter art is all about fun, not skill.
Okay.
It's messy freedom with no pressure. Whether you want to create an abstract masterpiece or just de-stress and lob some paint around like a toddler, that's fine. So they've sent us some splatter art.
It actually sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
It does sound like fun. Perfect for team bonding, hen parties, date nights, or just giving
hen
an outlet.
Hen parties.
Date nights.
Well, do you know what? As much as you make it sound rude, it does sound like it'd be actually a lot of fun.
If you want to come down to Saffron Walden and do some...
I don't even know where that is.
Come and now, I think Saffron Walden is where we went to the brewery that made the Radio X Amplified Lager.
Well, Green King.
Green King. I think that was Saffron Walden.
Do you mean Green King, the brewery that absolutely ghosted us after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not heard from them. But it was a lovely beer. Plus, we know Chris is coming to Audley End to DJ on August the 2nd, which is not a million miles away from where they are.
Oh, okay.
It's a four-minute drive, in fact.
So, is it?
It is. So they've sent us some Radio X splatter art.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. What do you think?
I mean...
Very splattered.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, we should stick that in our green room.
It's a lot of texture on the canvas. I think that's what you say.
Okay.
Check out our Instagram if you want to. It's F-E, so it is E-F-F-Y underscore the artist. F-E the artist.
Okay.
Is that wrong? No, that's all right.
I'm going to say no.
No, F-E's okay because it's short for, you know, Effingham or something like that. You can see photos of the space that we work in. We've only been open for 3 weeks, but the room is looking well and truly splattered. So on Insta, F-E underscore the artist.
It's very, very close to Audley End.
Very close.
It is literally next door.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could go...
Along.
I could go and splatter and then introduce the Manic Street Preachers.
Yes, absolutely. In that order.
It's a white-walled room.
Where can I find out more info?
So, on Instagram...
Yeah.
You can go to F-E-E-F-F-Y underscore the artist.
E-F-F-Y underscore the artist. Again, it's popped up.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea.
1,000 followers they've got.
Great.
Helping your stress melt away through creativity.
I bet it's fun.
Do you fancy, you know, going in there and
having a splatter?
Having a splatter.
Oh, we're
getting gunk everywhere.
Yeah, Dom.
Never, never say never.
Right.
Something like this.
Have you been?
I like my art. Say again, have I been? I've not been.
Not to that one.
I do like my art, though. It is a bit Jackson Pollocky.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's nice, that. It's really nice. We'll stick it in the green room.
I only found out who he was recently.
Oh, Jackson Pollock?
Yeah.
He just chucked paint on canvas and made like millions of pounds.
Well, go and check them out, guys.
It's quite nice, isn't it? Right. You've been sent something you'll like.
Oh, God. Please don't say it's food. I'm starving.
No, it's not food. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
No, it's not food.
I'm not having breakfast. I'm intermittent fasting because I'm a dullard.
What's one of your favourite clothing brands that may have sent you stuff quite recently in the post that you might like quite a lot of?
Oh, Gucci.
Oh, right, no.
Prada.
It's not.
Vivienne Westwood.
No. Two words.
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Splatter room. No, stop. Pretty green.
Oh, hello.
They've sent you something else.
What?
There you go.
Have they?
Yeah, they have.
I got some stuff from Pretty Green and I wasn't allowed to keep one of them.
Oh, yes. Was that the was that the bowling
Tiff
shirt?
Said it didn't suit me. She said I looked like I work in a bowling alley.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Were they shoes?
What?
What were they?
Oh, no,
it's like
you?
A shirt.
It's a shirt with a big sort of stripe down the middle of it, if you like.
That's all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, now it's a shirt, but it looks a bit like a... I always have to be very careful. A...
Shacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of shackets.
That's it. Shacket. You wear a lot
I
of shackets.
Feel
you
for
wear a shacket
you.
Today, really.
I have got a shacket on today.
Hmm. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, no, it's a short sleeve one.
Oh, that's nice
like
material.
A nice shirt.
That's lovely, that.
All right. That's very nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, you've got it.
Live forever.
Yeah, that's a medium, that one. A peak, something shirt, navy, medium.
Oh, medium.
No, that's fine.
Well, don't. Sometimes,
that'd be good for you.
Sometimes medium isn't my friend, Dom. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
And if Pretty Green would like to send me anything, that's absolutely fine. I'm actually wearing a Pretty Green jacket today, just completely by coincidence.
You and I have bought a fair bit from Pretty Green.
Yeah, I like Pretty Green a lot. It's really good.
Oh,
yeah,
is Liam still involved in it?
I don't know if Liam ever was really involved, was he?
Their shop on Carnaby Street in London was awesome.
It's gone, isn't it?
Has it? Oh, that fits perfect. And you got a T-shirt underneath. That fits lovely, that.
Oh, I'm a medium!
Yay!
God bless you!
That's nice, isn't it? That's nice colour. Now, that's good. Do you know what that's kind of Ibiza? You're about to go out for something to eat, you're having a few drinks by the pool.
When's the last time you were in Ibiza?
Oh, a long time ago. I mean, anywhere on holiday. That works, doesn't it?
All right. It's nice.
Lovely.
It's like a Cuban collar.
Yeah, I'll wear this at Glastonbury.
Is that what it is? Cuban collar. Very nice, that.
Thanks, guys.
I like Pretty Green. I like Pretty Green.
There you go, look.
It's very good. Right, now...
I've just tried on a shirt on the radio.
Yeah, but it looks good.
And we are groundbreaking.
It's a nice little badge on it as well.
I'll show it to the microphone.
Yeah.
There you go. You can tell me what you think. Text in now. Does it suit me? I think it does.
Yeah, it's lovely, that.
Thanks.
Oh, it does suit you a lot. Now, slightly controversial email, and we need to explain what's going on here.
Oh.
James, are you ready with the riposte? Hi,
what?
Dom. Saw this and thought of you. Basically... somebody has sent us a picture from Inverness City Council who have posted, I think it's on Insta, it's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's swingers night tonight at the Castle Tavern in Inverness.
Are you off?
Now.
Are you an old Mavis?
They've enclosed a picture, which I think is from, I think that's from Benidorm, isn't it? The
it
TV
like
show.
ITV's Benidorm.
ITV's Benidorm. Now.
Written by Darren someone.
Is it?
Yeah, because we used to have the same agent, and every time I used to ring, the receptionist would go, oh, hi, Darren, how are you? I'll just put you through now. And I'd be like, yeah, it's not Darren.
Oh.
She'd be like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, is that Chris?
Did he get, hi, Chris, I'll just put you through.
I don't know.
Now, they were not hosting a swingers night. Because, James, you have the reply. Who's this from?
The actual Castle Tavern.
So they're saying, whilst they say there's no such thing as bad publicity and we do love a bit of banter on our socials, anyone sitting with car keys in the middle of their table will be taken to the cellar to think about their life choices. So they are not doing swingers night. So
what are they calling it?
They're not doing a night that involves anything like that.
Where are you going instead?
No. I'm not going anywhere. So this is Nikki.
Are you devastated it's been cancelled?
No.
Have you booked your train?
I haven't booked my train to Inverness or a flight to Inverness. So they're, for people who are into that kind of thing, and categorically I can say I'm not, sadly they are not doing swingers nights in the Castle Tavern.
Well, they're doing it.
They can't stress that enough.
Okay.
They can't stress that
enough. All right.
That's good. Okay.
So who said they were?
Inverness City Council.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Inverness City Council, it says.
So what did they mean?
Well, it says, it's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's swingers night at the Castle Tavern tonight.
So why did they write that?
I don't know.
And the Castle Tavern have come back and gone, it's bloody well not swingers night.
Exactly right, it's not. So yeah, so they've very much jumped on it.
By the way, if you scroll down just a little bit, James.
Not jumped on it, you know.
Inverness City Council actually wrote, It's not just the weather that's hotting up. Don't forget, it's swingers' night tonight at the Castle Tavern. And that was at 7:15 the other night.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you scroll back up to the top, it took the Castle Tavern almost 24 hours to reply, going, no, it bloody well isn't swingers' night, thank you very much. It took them 24 hours to reply.
Dino wants to know what's in the cellar. I don't think that's the point, Dino. I don't think anything happens there.
They've moved it.
Good, so we've cleared that up. For swinging people, that's not the place to go.
Where is the place to go, Dom?
No idea.
Right.
It's not for me.
I know where the place to be is.
Where?
Where you live.
No, it's not.
It's upside down pineapple heaven, isn't
it? No, we don't.
Or whatever it is.
Our pineapples are the right way up.
Are they?
And usually in tins.
Where are they up?
Dom at radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something in.
Can opener, sir.
Yeah.
Or you can send stuff through. I mean, Pretty Green want to send me anything. I'm not going to bat it away.
What size would you go for?
Probably a medium as well.
All
That'd
right.
be great. At this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne. The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA.
Woo! Me and my brand new shirt will be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. You finally found that perfect parking spot and you're ready to start work. But wait, you need a replacement part that's not in your van. Don't sweat it and don't move the van. Get moving on your job and we'll sprint over with exactly what you need before you can say, where's my spirit level? Screwfix Sprint delivers in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Where do you want to go on holiday for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere.
You can't just search for anywhere.
You can on Love Holidays.
You kept that under your sun hat.
We've got 37,000 hotels worldwide and a smart search that will help you narrow things down in a flash. Even if your destination is anywhere. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
Let's stop there. Being a soldier, it's exciting. You already know that. What you want to know is, what's in it for me? I wanted to learn leadership skills from the experts.
I wanted to get paid to earn qualifications.
I wanted more confidence. And outlook, I'm on the radio.
That's what was in it for me. Get skills, get qualified, get confident. Army. Recruiting now. Search Army Jobs.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Johnny Vaughan.
I've seen an Italian tourist knocking around. He's like really tanned up, quite a cool sort of middle-aged guy. Mm. He's just wearing an orange
gilet.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I just thought back and I thought, really cool. I'm thinking, because he's olive skin with thick hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've ordered this thing. It's arrived. I put it on. Vanessa just started laughing.
Oh. Why?
Because it looked like a life jacket. I just looked like I'm walking around
that orange.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show. Welcome to the radio show that's brought to you by a bunch of professional idiots.
Radio X. I don't like that jingle.
Sorry, nice, is it? At least it's a professional, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, we get paid.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It is 7:45, and this is Mr. Jerry Cinnamon.
She is a belter, different from the rest. Diamonds on her finger, and she always looks her best. She is a gangster, with 100 miles there when she walks. Her feet don't touch a flare, she is a belter. She plays with lightning, I'm 100 miles high, dishing out the thunder like a god inside the sky. She is a dancer, and she dances in my dreams, reminds me that the world is not as evil as it seems. She is a belter. No happy endings, unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her, she gets underneath my skin. But I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one I know even belt her. She is a belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. How can she reach me when I'm high above the shelf? Lost inside the smoke ring while I ponder to myself. Is she the answer to the question in my mind? Is happiness an option or is love just turned me blind? Is she a belter? Unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her, she gets underneath my skin. But I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one and no even belt her. She is a belt her. She is a belter. She is a belter.
Jerry Cinnamon and Belter on Radio X. Right, what are we doing now, James? You're producing the show.
Aren't you now? We have got some...
Aren't you now?
Are you now?
Aren't you now?
Are you now?
I know what you'll want to do.
Well, I'm looking and I think we've got a gap in the schedule, haven't we?
We have a read for a gig which is happening tomorrow that you might be at.
One time I actually want to do... Yeah. Now, that's what I call music stuff and I've got to plug a gig.
Yeah. And we can do now, that's what I call if you want.
Not just any old gig though, is it?
It is Pub in the Park.
Yeah.
2025, Tom Kerridge's Music and Food Festival, Pub in the Park, is back, featuring a DJ set from Chris Moyles.
Wow.
At London's Gunnersbury Park, which starts tomorrow. Who wrote this?
A mix of me and the website.
Why does it say Chris Moyles on it? Why doesn't it say featuring me?
Because we write most of your stuff with Chris Moyles.
I'm not Tim Lovejoy. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Yeah. Chris hates that. Tickets are now on sale at pubinthepark.com. Now, so if you're in London, this is Gunnersbury Park in London. Mm-hmm. If you don't live in London and you fancy it, now I know it's short notice, it's tomorrow. But if you're like, do you know what? Why don't we get a hotel?
Mm.
And then we'll go down and we'll have a boozy night. Food is amazing. Like, when I say the food is amazing, the food is amazing.
Oh, it is.
It is stunning, actually.
If you get up the website, James, it normally tells you which bands are playing.
Yeah.
But it also often tells you what the restaurants are or what food stalls are there. And the food is incredible. It's Tom Kerridge, right? Mm-hmm. So the food is yummy. All the drinks are there. So if you want a pint of lager, pink gin, whatever it may be, it's all there. And then tomorrow night, it is a 90s explosion. So there's three tribute bands on, a Pulp one, an Oasis one, and a Blur one. Pulped, Noasis, and Blur 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing my 90s hangover, or as Radio X wrote in the letter on the email the other day, my 90s handover. And so it's all 90s, basically. It's a night of 90s music. So you get all the bands playing, and then you get me on the decks giving it all, Oi Oi, Savaloy, and all that. And I blooming well love it.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's a lovely atmosphere, Pub in the Park, actually.
Yeah.
It's very friendly, kind of, everyone's just up for fun. It's great.
So if you go, James.
Yes.
So it Food should time. There you go. So look, chefs.
There's Rimmer.
Pardon?
Simon Rimmer.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh, he's not going to be there, is he?
Yeah.
Actually, he is going to be there.
Yeah.
Now, are they the people that are going to be at actual Gunners Park over the weekend? That's a lot of chefs.
Michelle Roux Jr.'s on there.
Oh, bonsoir.
He's very...
He's French,
isn't he, James?
You made him French.
Yeah, you did.
I thought he was.
Yeah. Tom Carriage will be there. Michelle Who? Simon Rimmer. Yeah, speaking of balance. So loads of chefs. And then if you go back one, James, Jay Rayner will be there. Jay Rayner's always there.
Jay Rayner's good, isn't he?
Is he?
Oh, he's good. He's a good food
And then
person,
go to pubs on the left. And then it tells you what pubs are going to be there. And these are pubs that have, like, amazing food.
Mm.
So there's one called the Pig's Ear. There's the Bun and Lass. Tom Carriage is the Butcher's Tap and Grill.
Yeah. The Tamil Prince, I've been there.
What's the Tamil Prince?
I think they do Indian food.
Oh, stop.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, it's brilliant. Love that. So click on that again for me. So the Tamil Prince, so this is what I mean when I say the food there is brilliant. It was founded by somebody called Prince.
Oh, great. What a start in life.
Food offering from Prince's hometown in South India. Oh, look at that.
Beautiful.
The Tamil Prince celebrates the iconic partnership of curries and pints.
Great.
This is right up my street.
Absolutely. What's not to love with that?
Now, if you fancy it and you want to come along tomorrow night, and I appreciate it's in London, so that doesn't suit everybody, but they're doing two tickets for the price of one if you use the code MOILS.
Oh, nice.
At Pub in the Park's
two
website.
Two for one.
That's yes, Dom. So massive. What happens is you pay for one and you get two tickets. Or
buy one, get one free.
Yeah, or they make each ticket half price.
Ah.
So which one do you want?
Well, I mean...
Do you want two half price tickets or buy one, get one free?
Bog off.
Sorry?
Yeah,
bulk
I'll
off.
Have a bog off.
Do you mind? I'm in the middle of a link.
Rude. Sorry. Buy one, get one free. That's great.
So if you go to pubinthepark.com, thanks to our friends at pubinthepark.com, use the code MOILS and you can get two tickets for the price of one. So there you are.
What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Very generous.
So, tomorrow night, I'll be there. Toby Tarrant is going to be there as well.
Oh, is he coming down, is he?
Yes, he is.
Great.
Which I guess then Pippa's also going to be there.
Is he cooking anything, Toby, or is he just visiting as a punter?
He, well, stupidly, they do a podcast like they're called Pod in the Park.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They record it at the Pub in the Parks with Simon Rimmer.
Yes.
And Simon Rimmer's going to get Toby on as a guest. Simon doesn't know what he's letting himself in for.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I mean, good luck in that edit.
He's had it.
It's going to be filth.
Swear beep the entire
Do you want some good news?
Yeah, go on.
Weather's going to be lovely tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
Dry, 23 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, stop, Chris. Look at this. I've just had a text. Sausage Roll Man, Pub in the Park, in capitals. It caught my eye.
Oh, is this your man?
I have a stand next to Sausage Roll Man. I told him to keep you some black pudding and haggis sausage rolls. His name is Ali. I told you, I had a sausage roll at Pub in the Park a few years ago. It was chorizo and black pudding sausage roll, and it was delicious. So, if you fancy it tomorrow night, you've got Pulp, Oasis, Blur tribute bands. Then I'm DJing, I'm headlining, doing the 90s hangover. You will have a great night, and it's Friday, no work the next day. Go to pubinthepark.com, use the code MOILS, and get 2-for-1 on the tickets for this weekend. Do you like that? All right, good. And I will see you there tomorrow night.
You ain't got the same, but you got the best to play the role. and play with me.
Kings of Leon. I don't know if you saw, but the news came out kind of late in the day yesterday that Kings of Leon have had to cancel the forthcoming UK and European dates due to the man from the Kings of Leon having a freak accident. And you go, oh my God, that is awful. What the blooming hell has happened? He was playing with his kids and he broke his foot.
Oh, Caleb, come on now.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's freak accident, is their words.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's playing with his kids. Don't know what happened, but he's broken his foot, which apparently is not great before you head out on a European tour.
I broke my foot pretty bad playing with the kids, he says.
He said, it's pretty gnarly and I'll spare all the details. That means he did it in an embarrassing way, I reckon.
Yeah, I think
right.
So.
Ow!
That's not good.
He had some emergency surgery. He says he's on the mend. They told me I can't be on my feet travelling or anything for the next 8 weeks or so. That's a big bummer.
That's a big bummer.
Yeah. That sounds like a private doctor to me.
Mm.
So there you are.
That's a big bummer.
Definitely not NHS over there, is it?
No, it's different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they'll rearrange the dates, I'm sure, and then they'll be here. But that's a disappointment for the Kings of Leon fans. Right, it's 7:58. Dominic's got your news at 8 o'clock coming up next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business!
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm,
the home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Ready, steady, the Toyotathon sale event is on!
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on.
Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
Radio X. News update next.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time care and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. Mm. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the White House says it will appeal a court decision that the US president exceeded his powers when he announced sweeping taxes on imported goods. Tariffs are typically approved by Congress, but Donald Trump argued he had to act because it was a national emergency. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been reading the ruling.
It says that the president overstepped his authority by imposing across-the-board tariffs on imports from countries that have trade deficits with the United States, from countries that sell more to the United States than they buy.
In other news this morning, Radio X has found there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives to school, with an average of 12 discovered every day. Figures we've seen show a 60% jump in 2 years. The government set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. A new military command unit is being set up to tackle cyber warfare. So after more than 90,000 cyber attacks on UK defence systems over the past 2 years, more than £1 billion is also being spent by the government on technology to speed up battlefield decisions. And after telling us we've had the sunniest spring on record in the UK, the Met Office now say we are twice as likely to have a hot summer this year. Their new three-month outlook is forecasting an increased risk of heat waves. It's only a guide, though. They're also predicting a higher chance of rain at the start of June.
No!
Sport.
Chelsea midfielder Cole Palmer says they've delivered when it matters to end their season on a high. They followed up securing fourth spot in the Premier League at the weekend by lifting the Conference League trophy in Poland last night. He set up two goals as they came from behind to beat Real Betis 4-1.
I think we showed on Sunday that we can go to a tough place and win. And tonight, even when we was losing, I feel like we've shown good character again and we come back there.
Wasn't a good night for Manchester United, though. They were booed off in their first match of their post-season tour of Asia. Ruben Amorim's side lost 1-0 to ASEAN All-Stars in Malaysia. Defeat in Kuala Lumpur came just 3 days after they rounded off their worst ever Premier League campaign, where they were beaten a record 18 times. That's 18 times.
What are you laughing at?
Huh? I mean, that's a fact.
No, I'm not laughing at that story. I'm laughing at the other one.
Which one?
The one before that.
What, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, they did well.
Yeah, but I was laughing at it.
Oh, why?
Really? What did I say?
He set up two goals. They came from behind to beat your child.
No, he set up two goals.
Yeah, two goals.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
And the weather. Cloudy with some patchy rain for much of the UK. Sunny spells for central and eastern areas later. Temperatures up to 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? I'm keeping the energy levels up.
Pretty good.
Yeah. How you doing, yeah? Welcome to the show. Thursday, if you've just woken up, 6 minutes past eight. Thanks. So tomorrow night, I'm DJing at Pub in the Park. I'm doing my 90s hangover show. And I've just had some bad news.
Oh.
But good news.
Right.
because James Robinson, who can't come to the gig tomorrow, has suddenly just realised he can now come to the gig tomorrow at Pub in the Park.
That's terrific news.
He got his dates mixed up.
Yeah.
So he says he can make it. Now, normally I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want him there.
But yeah. Now we're best friends.
It's brilliant. It's actually great, and I'm really happy.
Why?
Well, we do a bit. We do a little bit in the show with where we do a joke about Bewitched, and then I have like a leprechaun come on.
Right.
Mm. And they can't do it this week, so I really need somebody short and tiny.
Ah.
And he can make it now.
Hello.
Beautiful.
No, I'm too tall to be a leprechaun.
What a gig, James.
5'8".
Quite like me, da. Like that.
That's great.
So you can do that.
So I can't do that. I can't make that bit.
Believe me, down the weatherman.
And all that. Oh, so you can go now. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Will you be on your own? Because Chelsea can't bring the radiator.
No, Chelsea will be coming. But she is not, as we've discussed. Not...
So have you got your tickets?
No.
Oh.
No. Who do you have to email?
We have to go to pubinthepark.com and then use the code Miles and you get two for one.
Two for one?
Text my mate Chris and say, hello, how are you? Any chance?
Well, we've got a partnership, so we should be able to sort that out.
Yeah.
Tom Kerry chose us. You know, if it wasn't for us,
we could hang out backstage.
I don't think you'll get backstage access.
In the green room?
Unfortunately.
We could have some...
Dom, have you ever been to Pub in the Park?
I've been to many Pub in the Park. I've been to Albans,
been
haven't
to Marlowe backstage?
Twice. What do you want to say?
No.
No, I haven't.
See? You have.
No, I haven't. No.
There's no backstage.
No, you can't go there.
No, you have. You said you did.
No, that wasn't backstage. Yeah. That was front of stage, I called it.
We can hang out.
Matt Deverson is not listening to Radio X this week because it's half term and we proved this the other day by playing lots of Music From Now albums.
Yes.
And people have already started texting in telling me their favourite, their best, first ever Now album that they bought. And here's one... On double cassette, says Matt in St. Helens, Now 13.
Oh.
Now, I know 13. Now 13. We had that on CD.
Did you?
A hospital radio.
Did
and
you?
And it featured Yaz, The Only Way Is Up, on track number one.
What a tune this
now,
is.
Now, Captain, this was very modern for its time.
It was modern. Technically, everything was modern once, wasn't it?
I listened to Yaz's album the other week.
Did you?
Yeah.
She was really cool, wasn't she? She had
sort
of cropped blonde hair.
Do you know this track? It's called The Only Way Is Up. Listen to these lyrics. Hold on. Now, after that, track number two, you had... Do you know Womack? Have you ever heard of Womack?
No.
All right, well...
What words are we saying?
What?
Go on.
Womack.
Womack.
Yeah, and Womack.
Right, say it again.
And Womack and Womack.
Okay.
Yeah. Teardrops.
Oh, tune.
What a tune. Do you know this one, Captain?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Minds me,
baby, of you. Yeah, I remember that.
Now, Vince Clark, Andy Bell.
Finsbury Park.
No, Vince Clark.
Oh, sorry.
Andy Bell.
Yeah.
Erasure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now.
A little respect.
A little respect, yes. He says.
Cover.
It was track number three on Now 13
that
Matt
that.
Had on a double cassette.
Oh.
Sing. I try to
discover. This song's immense. A little something
to make me sweet. It's not a mess, it's really good.
Immense.
Now, on Sunday, I was doing a festival in Leyland, Music in the Park, and on the lineup was Hue and Cry.
Oh, so good.
And their album Remote, which had Ordinary Angel on. I told Pat Kane, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, the story that I interviewed him when this came out.
Oh.
And he signed my album.
Oh.
And he wrote
Steve
on it
Wright.
To the future Steve Wright.
Brilliant.
And about 8 years later, I got that time slot.
They were the first band I ever saw live. They were when
Cry.
I saw Madonna, they supported them.
They were brilliant. Now, there's also on this album, and I don't know if I've done this with you before, Captain.
All right.
But let me open up a Jurassic Park size set of doors and invite you into a world of music that you wish you'd have known about before, but you'll be so happy that you finally found out about. the man.
Big Doors.
That is Bobby McFerrin.
Now, the door isn't open. Maybe I've popped into that little look into the window.
Oh, well, come on in. Open. Come on in, Bobby.
Go on. Welcome me in.
Bobby's waiting.
Yeah. Mm.
He made noises with his mouth and by slapping parts of his body.
Yeah. He made a fortune.
I learned about Bobby McFerrin through Family Guy.
Right.
Where he falls down the stairs and then makes a noise for every step he falls onto.
He's very talented. Very talented.
Made a fortune out of the chocolate advert as well, didn't he, Bobby McFerrin, I think?
He did.
Was it milk? No, what was it?
What's his big song?
Thinking About Your... Well, Don't Thinking Worry, Be Happy is his big one. But he did Thinking About Your Body, which he then did Thinking About Your Chocolate
for
Cadbury's Dairy Milk. And that song went something like...
So you can see why Family Guy made it sound like he was falling down the stairs.
Yes, it's quite accurate, actually.
That impression, by the way, is spot on.
Yeah.
I think I believe that.
Yeah. You're doing a real Leeds accent with you.
No, the Yorkshire McFerrin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm thinking about your body. I'm thinking about your face.
Tom Daly's just turned his car around.
He's
not coming on anymore.
That's what he did.
It's such a good song, that.
It sounds good from your rendition.
Would you like to hear the original?
Oh, I'm begging to.
Okay, here it is.
I love how you're really stopping yourself from making yourself laugh.
Now, shall I play the original?
Please, finally. Okay.
That's him just slapping himself.
Yeah. He stands on a bit of Lego every so often.
There's a chicken in there now. Yeah, I think you did it a bit of a disservice.
Not much, though.
When he did it live,
yeah,
he did a full version. He was beaten up.
He's covered in bruises.
Terrible.
Anyway, there you are.
That's a fresh tune, though, isn't it?
Fresh,
man.
Anyway, fresh. He did Don't Worry, Be Happy, of course, which is the huge big song that he did. Don't worry. Be happy. Sing it.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
There you go. So there's Bobby McFerrin.
I've got the Family Guy.
Is it clean?
Yes.
All right. Okay, let's hear Mr. Bobby McFerrin.
Making it to Grandma and Grandpa's house. This is more exciting than that time I saw Bobby McFerrin fall down all those stairs.
And now it makes sense, doesn't it? See? Anyway, Matt, just a few of the memories from your now 13 on double cassette. You're more than welcome. This is the best breakfast show in the whole of the UK.
Radio X.
Coming up, more great gags that will never get old from the Chris Moyle Show. Woohoo! Speaking of good classic comedy, we've got comedian Tim Key in the studio with Chris and the team after 9.
Maybe.
Plus, we can't wait to dive into our next interview. We're chatting to the Olympic diver, Tom Daly. But before that, we'll dive into some music. I'm using the dive joke too much, aren't I?
A little bit, yeah.
Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
That's what I just said right there.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of these. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing. That's the Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Right, now 4 and now 11 are bangers, says Mark. This is the Now That's What I Call Music feature, because Matt Deverson is clearly not listening to Radio X.
Yeah.
So wing away with stuff. Has Tom Daly arrived yet?
He's in the building.
Is he in the green room or is he doing
not yet.
Is he knitting?
He's knitting.
Right.
Is he?
Sitting there, doing some knitting,
yeah.
Making a jumper.
He's so
or a
good at knitting.
Teddy or a cardigan, something like that.
He's doing a knitting show soon.
Dominic, I'm going to take you back to the Now That's What I Call Music album number 11. This
okay.
is for Mark, who said they are top bangers.
Oh.
Now, what's that? Ooh, what's that?
I think I've got it on 7-inch.
It's a cover version, but it's a brilliant. They did a lot of cover versions, this band, but you don't realise.
Is the first word maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know them.
You're close then.
That's right. It's a cover version of Wonderwall. Okay, you ready, Captain? This hasn't dated at all.
No.
This sounds like it could have been made last week.
I know this.
Maybe I didn't treat you out of love.
Pet Shop Boys.
Pet Shop Boys.
They did quite
Boys.
A few.
That was, I think that got to number one, that song.
You were always on my mind.
It's a great version.
Yeah.
You were always on my mind.
That's right, the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes.
Woo! Woo.
That's it.
On the same album is, you know, I love a song with a story.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like Nisloppy, the JCB song, which is lovely.
Beautiful.
Or we played Squeeze the other day, didn't we, up the Junction.
Mm.
I do like a song that tells a story from start to finish.
Oh.
Get that car started there. Oh, this is great. Now, here's a simple story. I mean, when I say this maybe hasn't aged well, but he's basically shouting,
Hey, you. Oh, get into my car.
Get into my car, which is...
Oh, get into my car.
Billy Ocean, and this was a massive hit in the charts.
Come on now.
When you go through the lyrics of it, not massively aged well. Who's that lady? Coming down the road. Who's that lady, Captain? Who's that woman? Walking through my door. What's the score? I'll be the sun shining on you. Hey, Cinderella, step in your shoe. I'll be your non-stop lover. Get it while you can. Your non-stop miracle. I'm your man. So what does he want her to do?
Get out of my dreams.
Get out of my dreams. Get into his car.
If she wants to.
Get in the back seat, baby. Oh, no, that's a shame. Maybe he's a chauffeur.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's got his jacket on the passenger.
Is it Uber? Is he the driver?
Is that what it was? Yeah. One of the best lines in this song, by the way. Mm. Listen. Listen to this lyric. You ready?
Yeah.
Lady driver, let me take your wheel.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? There's still people in the country who can relate to that.
It's some of the most rubbish innuendo I've ever heard.
Isn't it?
Yeah, lady driver, let me take your wheel. Why? What do you mean? Mm. Oh, you know, I'm off with you. Yeah. Something like that.
Kiss your mouth.
Mm. Now, I can also give... Oh, God, this is so mad.
This is an 80s show.
It's great radio. Well, it's because it's now 11.
Yeah.
If you wanted the 90s, we could have gone now 32.
This wasn't our choice. This was, you know, this was somebody else's album, James.
Now, I'm trying to think. I was listening to this the other day.
Were you?
I was running at the weekend and I was listening to it and I just put it on play, right? So I'm running to Always On My Mind, Get Out of My Dreams, Billy Ocean, Eddie Grant.
Oh, give me hope, Joanna.
I'm on the treadmill trying to run to a song about apartheid, which is very weird.
This is such a great song, though.
And then this one comes on.
Oh.
I'm skipping that because I can't run to that. Let Johnny H. Jazz come on.
What's this called?
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock.
To Pow Valentine, which is an absolute tune. Listen to that. Fresh rock and guitar-based music with a female vocal. And then I was listening to this as I was finishing my run at the weekend, and I'm like, so I've got the phone like at the side, so I'm like, oh, I recognise this. What is this?
Like bongos.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
I've not heard this band in years. And there'll be loads of people now going, oh my God, I know what this is.
It's a great sound, isn't it?
Shall I tell you what it is? I'll let it play for a little bit first. Right. Now I'll jump to some vocals.
Oh yes.
Come on, let's get to that chorus. Come on, here we go, Dom. The Mission. Yeah. Yorkshire Goth.
Yeah. Are they Yorkshire?
Are they? Yeah. I thought they were a Leeds band, The Mission. Is it Wayne? Him.
Wayne Rooney.
That's it. Wayne Rooney was the lead singer.
Yeah, he was good, actually.
Very talented.
I feel as I'm really educating you all today with music.
The Mission, there was a kid in our school who was obsessed with The Mission. Was an album called Children, I think, and he just sang it all the time. Morning, Andy Sherriff.
Well, anyway, there you go. Great memories of now 11. Okay, James, what's next?
That's Tom
right.
Daly.
It's now 12. So let's 12. Go to now 12, which was really ahead of its time back was then it? In the late 80s, because it knew that Blossoms, Your Girlfriend, would be made in the future. Does this sound dated to you, Captain?
No, this sounds so hot, so fresh.
I don't know about that. Tom Daly, Splish Splash. He's going to be on the show soon. In the meantime, Blossoms.
I'm a boy, and she's a girl, with more charm than most movie stars. So we met through a friend. We rent a place, and she comes round to stay. And now your girl's girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. It's no sure shot, but she likes all my favorite things. I know I shouldn't, but I'd like to spend more time with her. I wish she'd come over today. Tell they get along so well, is it possible? She likes me too. I'm not sure if I should read between those lines. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. I should be moving out, but can't, cause we just signed a lease. My hands are shaking, the bedroom walls are paper thin. I heard her come over today.
Your girlfriend at Radio X. Right, Tom Daly is coming in to talk to us about, I actually don't know what, a movie, a book. He's been knitting some teddy bears or something. We'll chat in a bit. In the meantime, I love this from Wombats.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line, you know I'll sign it every time. Build a some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. Doing everything we can. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme.